Marcy, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Mount Adams Art Walks were your good idea a few years ago, and they've been going strong ever since. They happen in spring and fall, and the first fall event is, in fact, next Saturday. Just what's going on in a Mount Adams Art Walk, and what time of day does it take place?
Okay. So the art walks are on the second Saturday in the spring and, of course, now coming up in the fall. So they will be on September 12 and October 10 from 1 to 6 p.m. Basically, we have artists exhibiting and showcasing their art in every bar and restaurant. We have random musicians doing random gigs. And so people walk around, check out art, talk to artists, listen to music, have a drink, eat food, look at more art, and just have a good afternoon, rain or shine.
What was your inspiration for all this?
Well, primarily, I've always lived in pedestrian neighborhoods in the Highlands in Louisville, in Iowa City at the University of Iowa, and then in Scottsdale, Arizona, where they have a very famous art walk on Wednesdays. When I got up here to Cincinnati and I live in Mount Adams, I just noticed there's so many businesses and it's so walkable. It just needed some art up there. It was calling for art, and I had the idea for years and years. And then in 2012, I just got the guts to present it to the Business Guild. And they were like, sure, let's give it a try.
Well, tell us something about the artists and how you locate them. And now that artworks are established, are some of the artists regular participants?
A large proportion of them are regular participants, but we're always rotating artists in and out. There's always something new, and they're always, every art walk, all the artists are rotated in different venues. So they're never in the same venue, and they're never with the same artists, or not very often anyway. So it always has a different vibe to it. So that's one thing that I really like about it, and it's developed a lot of good friendships that way. One thing that I really appreciate when I was thinking about what makes the art walk is it's very collaborative. It's the Mount Adams Business Guild and the Mount Adams Civic Association, and it's town properties all coming together and promoting the art walk and showing hospitality to the artists. The artists, the minute you bring up Mount Adams and art, they were on board. It was an easy sell. And then it goes beyond Mount Adams because we literally tap into artists from all over the city. I went to coffee shops when I started recruiting artists, and they were in Hyde Park coffee shops, Mount Lookout coffee shops. And then I also recruited artists from Pendleton and OTR, Brazy and Oakley, Essex and Walnut Hills. The artists come from across the city, and it has a very, I always call it like a Greenwich Village kind of feel. Music, we have a bagpipe player who walks up and down the street. We have a trio that does a barbershop quartet type of thing. So it's really an upbeat feeling.
Your press release mentions, in addition to art and music, that there will be drink specials and original food. Can you tell us anything more about that?
Well, basically, every bar and restaurant is open, and so they all have their different menus. And, of course, they're all pretty much all locally owned by people who live in Cincinnati. So there's not a chain restaurant up there. So it's pretty much what every restaurant and bar serves is their own, mm-hmm. their own original menu. And
well, projects like this need sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Are there sponsors for these fall art walks?
I'm very proud to say that Summer Fair has been a great sponsor to us. They've been helpful. They basically help cover the cost of our print, and then they give us, you know, they're just being associated with Summer Fair is a big deal. And they started up in Mount Adams and then went to Eden Park. And there's that infamous picture of Janis Joplin on her motorcycle with sunglasses on that was from Summer Fair from back in those days. So Summer Fair's roots are in Mount Adams, and it's such a pleasure to be associated with them. And we're so grateful for their sponsorship. And Town Properties has been another important sponsor.
What do you do in bad weather?
Well, when the idea came through for the art walk, in my mind, it was going to be inside every bar and restaurant. The artists would be showcasing. But when the weather's nice, they like to be on the sidewalk. And it is a fairly informal event, so we kind of let the artists define it how they will. But when the weather is bad, they will go inside and be inside the venue. So artists won't get caught on the sidewalk in the rain because they're more than welcome and even encouraged to go inside. They're each assigned to a certain place, so they would go inside the place they're assigned to and showcase their pieces there.
Well, Mount Adams is clearly a place that would be hospitable to all these ideas. Mm-hmm. We've been talking with Marcy Bullerman, originator of Mount Adams Art Walks. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us, Marcy.
Thank you so much. It's been nice being here.
The first fall walk is next Saturday, the 12th of September. from 1 to 6 p.m. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.